Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Wednesday, July 30th. We're here at Chiefs training camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. And once again, we're joined by Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, as we talk about some of the action that we saw here today out on the field. Mitch, I know we had a chance to watch the defensive backs. What do you see today?
Well, I just think it's wide open in a lot of areas, really. There was a lot of sub-package work today, which is good to see the combinations. Because there's got to be communication there as well as technique, as well as trying to make plays. And I think it's just work in progress. Every day is going to build on the next, whether it's the corners, whether it's Cooper, or whether it's Parker, or whether it's Sean Smith, or whether it's Phillip Gaines. And then at the safeties, the same thing. So it was good to see him out there in sub packages. We know how this division is. We know how football is. You're in the sub a lot.
You know, one storyline coming into training camp was regarding the nickelback position. I think it's fair to say at this point that Chris Owens is going to be that guy come week one against Tennessee.
That's July the 30th, but Chris really, from the first day he rolled into town, had kind of morphed into that role. He's got a lot of experience. I mean, he's been around the block a couple times. And again, it's still a relatively young group, if you think about it. I mean, he and Eric Berry is really the leader now. I mean, he takes over, but Owens brings some much-needed experience to that group, because if you're looking at it, Coop's just in his second year, really, and Ron Parker has not had a lot of scrimmage down opportunity. He's still young, but they both can make plays. All those guys can make plays, but it's nice to have some experience with Chris Owens.
I think one of the other areas that we were watching today, the safety position. We were trying to figure out that fourth safety, and right now you've got Hussein Abdul, Eric Berry, like you talked about, and then we got Jaron McMillan. And that fourth safety, had Sanders Cummings out there today, had a little work with the ones and twos, and then had an ankle and went off to the side. So how do you see that shaping up?
Well, Andy talks every day about competition globally, what you have to do externally, but then internally, and then in micros it down to position groups. And that safety group, I mean, we're sitting here just at the end of July. There's no definitive statements you can make. The way they've been roughing it, guys are getting opportunities. McMillan's getting an opportunity. I mean, with Cummings being out with an injury, I was excited to see Sanders come on the field today, but then he goes off again with an injury. But McMillan, who's been around a little bit too, he had some time with the Jets, so he's been around Bob Sutton. He gets a chance to play in those sub-packages. Then there's Sorensen, Bronson. And Bronson's been around a lot. He's been around this program. And Sorensen's actually a good-looking rookie. I mean, a kid that's out of BYU that's got a chance, I think. So, again, it's wide open. There's no definitive answers, and it's why every day you've got to bring your lunch pail, because you never know, that might be the day you win a job.
That's exactly why it's exciting to watch, because you don't know what's going to happen. Things aren't set right now. Let's switch to the offensive side, and one guy I know that's really stood out for you is Nile Davis.
Nile Davis. One of the things today that I love watching, as it's hard to do, but it really is a revealing repetitions, is the running backs when they have to block linebackers. And today, first of all, Jamal Charles, Tony Richardson was the best I've ever seen in Chiefs history do it as a running back. Because usually the linebackers love that. They get a full head of steam and slam into the running back. Jamal Charles is turning into one of the best pass protectors as a running back I've seen. And he'll get physical with you. You know, my nickname for him is Port Arthur Toughness. But he shows that in that drill, and he showed it again today. He repped against Derek Johnson, did a great job. But he's also, along with Eric Bieniemy, teaching Nile Davis. It's encouraging to see how much progress Nile Davis has made in pass protection in that drill. But I'm seeing great things out of Nile Davis, whether it's catching the football, one cut, move. It just looks like it's so much more natural to him. I mean, that's a blend of power and speed. But, man, there were several times today he did one step, one cut, change of direction. That was very impressive. I'm excited about Nile Davis.
We'll continue to watch those positional battles along with all the others here at Chiefs training camp. I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
65 toss power trap.